This is Jay Sekulow. We've got breaking news. You got members of the Democratic Party calling for an end of airplane travel and no more steak dinners.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Low-income Americans don't always have access to renewables, so how does your plan address that?
Yeah, no, this is an excellent question. I think a lot of what we're trying to do is transition our nation's infrastructure.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
We're here to say that small, incremental policy solutions are not enough. They can be part of a solution, but they are not the solution unto itself.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
There is so much to talk about on this Friday. We're going to have some fun. The Green New Deal, the New Green Deal, whatever they want to call it. I think Nancy Pelosi called it the Green Dream.
Green Dream.
Green Dream. There's a great piece in the Wall Street Journal this morning called The Socialists That Could. And here's what they say. The Republican Party has a secret weapon for 2020. It's especially effective because it's stealthy. The Democrats seem oblivious to this power, and the GOP needn't lift a finger to do its work. All Republicans have to do is sit back and watch 29-year-old Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez exist. She ran as a Democratic socialist. She's proposing in her project that we have the elimination in 10 years of air travel, which means, as one of the senators from Hawaii said yesterday, how does she get to Washington, D.C. to serve in the United States House of Representatives or Senate? You got to get rid of beef because of emissions. I'm not kidding you, folks. And you've got members of the United States Senate saying this is okay. And this is the Democratic socialist dream. And except we're not a socialist country. The president said that he's right. And I will take you all the way back to the very founding of our country. And this is something that Representative Cortez should be thinking about. Benjamin Franklin was famously asked at the end of the Constitutional Convention, a woman, her name was Mrs. Eliza Powell, asked Dr. Franklin, she said, "Well, doctor, what have we got, a republic or a monarchy?" "A republic, madam, if you can keep it," is what Benjamin Franklin said. And Benjamin Franklin was right then, and Congresswoman Cortez is wrong now.
Well, what I think is great here is that her chief of staff this week slammed, now listen to this one, quote, "radical conservatives among the Democrats," holding the party, quote, "hostage." Radical conservatives among the Democrat Party. So she is. I mean, it is the case, fratricidal, which is when you've got a military person that turns on their own military, basically throwing the, attacking your own. And it's happening within. I mean, she is, I think, it's so destructive. And when you go on, this is what will be voted on, folks, by Democrats in Washington. Both in the House and Senate, every Democrat is going to get a chance to vote, which means go on the record, to vote in favor of abolishing all air travel, outlawing steaks, forcing all American homeowners to retrofit their houses at their own expense, putting every miner, oil rigger, livestock rancher, and gas station attendant out of a job, and spending trillions and trillions more tax money. And also, government-run healthcare, because for some reason, that's also a prerequisite for a clean economy. And they're all going to have to go on the record if this moves forward in the House and Senate, which it looks like it will.
And Wes, I'm going to go to you. We only got a minute here before the break. What does that do to our military?
Oh, wow. This would be an economic disaster for the military. Part of the reason that the Soviet Union collapsed following the Reagan era was they could not keep up with the defense spending that Reagan was doing here because of their socialist programs, and the Soviet Union literally collapsed.
All right, Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. right now. We're having a good time on this Friday, having fun with this. But the truth of the matter is you got a major senator from Massachusetts who's co-sponsoring this.
Well, it's funny because of how hilarious it is, Jay, but it's also serious because this is where the energy inside the Democrat Party is. This is what is moving. This is what has momentum. And when Speaker Pelosi looks conservative inside the Democrat Party, Jay, that's no laughing matter.
No, it's not. All right, we're going to take your calls and comments when we come back at 1-800-684-3110. What's your view on this democratic socialism? By the way, I got something I want to show you when we come back from the break. Show you how dangerous they really are and what they're saying. That's where it's not a laughing matter. 800-684-3110.
The
The state of New York just passed one of the most barbaric abortion laws in U.S. history, essentially making it legal to abort a baby at any stage of pregnancy up to the moment of birth. It even removes legal protections for babies born alive from botched abortions. Now, other states are trying to do the same thing. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we've assembled our team to fight back. We're preparing to send Freedom of Information Act letters in an effort to expose exactly how involved Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry were in pushing this new law forward. We're looking at every possible way to challenge the New York law. We're mobilizing to ensure that these laws cannot be used to target pro-life doctors and nurses and force them to perform abortions, and for examining other legal angles as other states look to pass similar laws. You can make a tremendous difference in this fight to protect life. Add your name today to our petition to expose and defeat barbaric abortion laws. Online, ACLJ.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Wall Street Journal piece by Kim Strassel is "The Socialist That Could: Meet Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Secret Republican Weapon for 2020. I read you the quote that said that was when Ben Franklin left the Constitutional Convention. A woman named Eliza Powell asked Dr. Franklin, "Well, doctor, what have we got, a republic or a monarchy?" To which Dr. Franklin responded, "A republic, madam, if you can keep it." We are not, as the president said, a socialist country. We never will be. But let me tell you something about democratic socialists. Let me play you the sound where Representative Cortez says what party she's a member of. Take a listen.
Do you think that the future of the Democratic Party is socialism?
Well, first of all, there's a huge difference between socialism and democratic socialism. Democratic socialism, and really what that boils down to me, is the basic belief that I believe that in a moral and wealthy America, in a moral and modern America, no person should be too poor to live in this country.
Okay, sounds wonderful. Democratic Socialists of America. She's a party, a member of this party, correct, Will? All right, let me play. This is something that was on their Facebook page. "Happy birthday, Karl Marx. In solidarity, DSA, Democratic Socialists of America." Now, I'm going to read you just a little bit about Karl Marx, who, of course, was a huge anti-Semite, which makes sense now with Representative Cortez, who's great friends now with Jeremy Corbyn, correct?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Another well-known anti-Semite. Karl Marx, of course, said, "What is the worldly religion of the Jew? Huckstering. What is his worldly god? Money." This is Karl Marx. This is who they're celebrating. And now they're proposing a Green New Deal.
She also supports BDS, boycott.
Yes.
So anti-Israel, anti-Semitic moves against Israel.
So this is who we're dealing with. And what we're going to tell you in a moment is who's signing on to this, what the approach is. We had a little discussion during the break. I'm going to have it for our radio audience right now. But Andy, you looked at this morning, and what was your reaction when you saw all this?
Disgust
yeah.
is really what it is. It's disgust. And to think that 40 House Democrats have signed on to this, and that a United States senator in a body that I think has a reputation for being the most deliberative and sensible body of the two chambers, Markey from Massachusetts, has agreed to sponsor in his chamber a similar legislation. This is so contrary to the basic tenets of America. Socialism, that system where various economic and political theories that advocate collective governmental ownership and the administration of the means of production and distribution of goods. In other words, the government will decide what, how, when, and where you live. That's so anathema to the fundamental basis of the human spirit. It excises and cuts out from you as a human being your desire to progress, to move, to live, to create.
This is not a couple radical senators and radical House members. This has 64 co-sponsors in the House of Representatives and 9 in the Senate. Included in those 9 are 5 presidential candidates, potential candidates. They've filed their intent to run: Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, Kirsten Gillibrand, and Bernie Sanders have all signed on to this new Green Deal. And and there's 4 others in the Senate, of course, Markey, and then 3 more. And then 64 co-sponsors. So it's not like they're standing out on an edge here. They've got some serious support for this already building on day one.
But this is like you're changing the fabric of what the United States of America is, Harry. You're our director of policy. You said some very important words during the break. I want you to repeat those.
Well, essentially, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her policies, if adopted, would destroy the United States and would place and empower a 29-year-old to control the very fabric of our existence. No air travel, no automobiles, no stake, essentially no life other than the life approved by a 29-year-old without any experience. So in essence, she has offered a number of very juvenile proposals, unsupported by any empirical evidence, financed by simply printing money. In essence, she is offering a program, a detailed program to destroy the United States economy and to turn North America into a version of present-day Venezuela. This is unacceptable, and the American people need to rise up and oppose this plan and program.
We are going to come out with a 5-point plan on Monday, outlining what we're doing at the American Center for Law and Justice to combat this, because what Jordan said is very important. This is not just Congresswoman Cortez. This is 64 members of the House and Senate, including some that are running for president of the United States. They've already declared. So while we're laughing at what they're doing, we're taking seriously this moment. And I want to talk to my friends that are watching this broadcast or listening to us right now that are members of the Democratic Party. That is not where the Democratic Party should be going either. That is not good for the United States of America. And I don't even know where to begin, Colonel Smith, on how this impacts the military.
Yeah. Well, it would.
I mean, you take the money, where's it coming from?
Exactly. Yeah, her policies would eliminate jobs, which, of course, would decrease tax revenue. Government spending would go through the roof. That certainly impacts the defense budget. You know, listening to all this last night and this morning, you know, truth really is stranger than fiction. This sounds like, if you didn't know better, you would think it was a Saturday Night Live parody or an article in the Onion newspaper that she's actually suggesting this. But it's not a laughing matter. But here's the deal. Will the new Green New Deal ever come about in its entirety? Of course not. What it is indicative of, though, Jay, we are moving, at least the Democratic Party would like to move us in a direction in our country that is antithetical to our history, to our politics, to our morals. Think of all the millions of people in history since Karl Marx who have died under socialist communist regimes. It is not who we are as a people.
Well, this is the Venezuela model. Look what's going on there right now.
Yes.
It doesn't work. It's never worked. It does not work. We are a constitutional republic, Madam Cortez. We are a constitutional republic, Congresswoman. We are not a socialist nation. And now you've got the you know, jumping on board on this are people running for president of the United States then, and you know, like Jordan said, you could discount this, except when you look at the list of who's supporting it.
Well, you can't because of the list of who's supporting it, Jay. Also, because I'm holding in my hands 14 pages of actual legislative language and then a 6-page fact sheet that the congresswoman put out and then had to pull down from her website because it was so embarrassing, because it called for an elimination of airplanes within a decade, an elimination of cows because they emit gas as well. Imagine that, Jay. But look, the policies would be catastrophic, and even Speaker Pelosi recognizes that. That's why she didn't put the congresswoman on the new select climate panel. But, Jay, the policies are real, and this is where the energy is inside the Democrat Party. It's real legislative language, and the people who want to be the nominee to be the next president of the United States inside that party, Jay, they've only got one choice. It's to sign on to these ideas because that's where the energy is for them politically.
All right, so we're taking your calls. What's your view on this statement by the president of the United States? Take a listen to number three.
Here in the United States, we are alarmed by the new calls to adopt socialism in our country. America was founded on liberty and independence, and not government coercion, domination, and control. We are born free, and we will stay free.
This is the idiocy of this plan. Okay, now she's had to pull this from her website because it was written, I think she may be 29. This looks like it was written by a 15-year-old. Let me just read a sentence to you. We set a goal to get to net zero rather than zero emissions in 10 years because we aren't sure that we'll be able to fully get rid of, get this, farting cows and airplanes that fast. But we think we can ramp up renewable manufacturing and power production. Think we can. Retrofit every building in America. That's a pretty big deal. Build a smart grid. Overhaul transportation and agriculture. Overhaul it. Plant lots of trees. That's their plan. You know, just not even like how many, just lots of trees, and restore our ecosystem to get to net zero. It's like a high school project about a new economic plan. But, so that's why it's
she's
been
promoting it. Pulled.
It's been put into resolution form a little bit less
comical.
Goofy. Yeah, comical. And let me tell you, this resolution, I don't know if it will pass or not. But there are going to be basically everyone who is running for president who is currently in the House and the Senate appears they've indicated so far if they've already declared that they're voting for this. They're actually sponsoring it.
Well, this is great for the president if that's the case.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you just kind of, you know, this is absurd, except it's the reality of where a major party in the United States is headed. All right. I want to know your reaction to this. I want our audience to respond. Our phone number is 1-800-684-3110. How dangerous do you think this move to socialism is? How serious do you take it? How do you think we should respond? Because we're going to come out with a 5 to 7 point plan. Sounds like her. 5 to 7 points. We haven't decided yet if it's going to be 5 or 7. It's because we're working on it right now. But we're going to have a 5 to 7 point plan that's going to lay out how to respond to this. Politically, legally, policy-wise, we're going to lay that out for next week. But we want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We'll take your calls and comments on it. Get them in on Facebook as well. We're already getting a lot of comments in on Facebook. If you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. Your view on socialism in the United States of America. We also encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. Let me tell you something. A little bit of an issue. Supreme Court yesterday let the stay in place in that pro-life case out of Louisiana, but looks like they're going to grant review on the entire case. We'll talk about that a little bit as well. But we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. The state of New York just passed one of the most barbaric abortion laws in U.S. history, essentially making it legal to abort a baby at any stage of pregnancy up to the moment of birth. It even removes legal protections for babies. born alive from botched abortions. Now other states are trying to do the same thing. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we've assembled our team to fight back. We're preparing to send Freedom of Information Act letters in an effort to expose exactly how involved Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry were in pushing this new law forward. We're looking at every possible way to challenge the New York law. We're mobilizing to ensure that these laws cannot be used to target pro-life doctors and nurses and force them to perform abortions. And we're examining other legal angles as other states look to pass similar laws. You can make a tremendous difference in this fight to protect life. Add your name today to our petition to expose and defeat barbaric abortion laws. Online, aclj.org.
Keep the song playing. This kind of tells you where we're at. Listen to the next line of this one. Take your best shot. All right, welcome back to the broadcast. We're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. The new Green Deal, the new socialism, it's the old socialism all over again, Professor Hutchison.
Absolutely, and the Green New Deal exposes socialism as both an economically corrupt and a morally corrupt enterprise. As one writer said, socialism, comprehensively understood, includes communism, which originated in the fertile and highly corrupt mind of Karl Marx. As Margaret Thatcher suggested, socialism is not merely about economic efficiency and prosperity, but above all, socialism is all in all of its incarnations is morally corrupting. Built upon the fanatical conviction of its own self-righteousness, it claims the mantle of universal truth, a move that empowers advocates of socialism to take control of the nation and thus engage in massive and corrupt virtue signaling, best exemplified by the progressive and socialist support for infanticide over the past few weeks.
Let's go right to the phone. Sharon is calling in from Tennessee Online 2. Sharon, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, and God bless you guys for what you do.
Thanks.
And I really just have one basic question. I have a lot of things I'd love to say about this country and why I love this country and how crazy this is to me. But I want to know what do they intend to gain from this?
Well, they're trying to, I tell you what it is, in my view. I think what they're trying to do is, they're trying to figure out how do they energize a group of people within their party that can mobilize in such a way as to take on what the president did by mobilizing a group within his party. So they've decided to go not only hard left, but to adopt this, you know, democratic socialism approach as the way to galvanize their party, and they're putting these proposals through, and the media buys into it. Why? Because because Representative Cortez is telegenic, and she's got an active Twitter feed, and she's making these pronouncements. Now she's pulling things off her website as quick as they're going up because they're ridiculous. But you've got members of Congress, members of the Senate running for president that are adopting it. So they're doing this as a mobilization base. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go to Jordan Than on that.
Her plan for the Green New Deal posted yesterday at 8:30 a.m. It is no longer on our website. It was February 7th at 8:30 a.m., and it was already pulled down because even it was being mocked so much. Yet, again, let me remind you, 64 co-sponsors of this in the U.S. House, 9 in the U.S. Senate, 5 of those 9 are running for president. One of those is the leading contender outside of Joe Biden, if Joe Biden decides to run, in Kamala Harris, who's had the biggest launch so far of the campaign, and she has signed on to this. Another House member exploring a run, Congressman Castro, he's signed on to this. So in the House, you've got also they're signing on. Tulsi Gabbard signing on to this and with intentions to run for president as well. She's in Hawaii. And you know, again, the focus will be on the absurdity of banning air travel, cows and the meat industry and leather industry. I mean, we're going to tell you about all the things that come from cows, other than farts, as they say. I mean, it's a source of food. It's a source of materials that we use for our shoes, for your seats, for your, I mean, how many things are, look around you right now and how much leather do you see? Unless you're at like a PETA convention or something, you probably see a lot of leather.
So let me ask this question, Than, because it, you know, she puts out this proposal, she puts it up, takes it out of her website, but as you said, 64 endorsements in the House and Senate, including members that are running for president of the United States.
64 in the House, 9 in the Senate. I mean, the names in the Senate: Kamala Harris, Richard Blumenthal, Mazie Hirono, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, Kirsten Gillibrand, Ron Wyden, Jeff Merkley, Bernie Sanders. Jay, those are the leaders inside the Democrat Party. So this is not an idea that we can just flippantly cast aside because it's so ridiculous. I mean, if you go to this fact sheet that was pulled down, when she's asked how you will pay for it, Jay, she essentially says, we won't. I mean, she flippantly answers it, and then she says, at the end of the day, this is an investment in our economy that should grow our wealth as a nation. So the question isn't how we will pay for it, but what will we do with our new shared prosperity? We won't pay for it. We'll be so prosperous we won't have to worry about paying for it.
You know what's sad here, Jay, is that this woman has probably never read a history book in her life or understood the history of the 20th century leading into the 21st, because this is exactly what happened in England after the end of World War II with the entry into the labor of the socialist government under Clement Attlee. And England was on its knees.
Yep.
Until the 70s, when Margaret Thatcher finally came in and said, what in the world are we doing here with the welfare state in all its horrors, and realize the importance of private industry, private initiative, and the private impetus to succeed. And now this Ocasio-Cortez is bridging the gap here with her friend Jeremy Corbyn, the anti-Semite leader of the Labour Party, and wants to make us an English type of welfare state. Read a history book, Ms. Cortez.
Yeah, well, the truth is the history would scare them. Because you don't have to even read a history book. Turn on the television and watch what's going on in Venezuela right now. And that's the problem of what all this is. So if we're going to march to the tune of a socialist nation, a democratic socialist, which, by the way, the difference between a socialist and a democratic socialist is basically elections. So you can elect the socialist leader that's going to tell you how you're going to live. But we are a constitutional republic, madam, if you can keep it. And evidently she does not want it to be that way. But I look at this and say, okay, if this was just one congresswoman, this would be fun for a Friday broadcast. But it's now when you add it up, it's 73 members of the House and Senate, including people that are running for president of the United States, Wes.
Yeah, and the caller asked, what's the motive behind this with the left-leaning Democrats? The motive is government control, because they truly believe that the government can manage your life better than you can. I remember the words of Ronald Reagan. You mentioned Maggie Thatcher. Ronald Reagan made that statement. The government is not the answer to the problem. Government is the problem. Let me share some figures of why this won't work economically. You know, in the socialist countries that have folded, like the Soviet Union and Venezuela is folding now, they spend about 50 to 70% of their GDP on their social programs. In America right now, 20% of our GDP goes to all of our government programs, whether they're social or not. Right now, the U.S. Gross domestic product is $19.4 trillion. There are no official estimates of Cortez's, you know, plan, how much it would cost, but experts are weighing in. They're saying it will cost somewhere between $7 and $10 trillion to do what she's suggesting. That's half of our gross domestic product. The last time we spent even close to that amount, 40% of our GDP, was in the last 2 years of World War II, 1943 and 1945. What she is suggesting would not only take away our freedoms, it will wreck our economy as a nation.
And this guy that was posted to her website, different than the resolution, has had to change multiple times. So they took down the farting cows, then they put up emissions from cows, and they actually deleted that one too, because still this is like giving Donald Trump, you just probably did just give Donald Trump. You could probably mark this date, or yesterday maybe, as the day that Donald Trump was reelected in America.
Yeah.
Yeah. When every Democrat major candidate signed on to this.
All right. We're here for another 30 minutes. If you don't get the full hour of the broadcast, go over to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it there. Also, a television version there. Facebook and Periscope, a lot of other platforms as well. Get your calls in 800-684-3110. Support our work as we defend this constitutional republic called the United States of America. Back with more in a moment.
The state of New York just passed one of the most barbaric abortion laws in U.S. history.
essentially making it legal to abort a baby at any stage of pregnancy up to the moment of birth. We're looking at every possible way to challenge the New York law. You can make a tremendous difference in this fight to protect life. Add your name today to our petition to expose and defeat barbaric abortion laws. Online, ACLJ.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
We're here to say that small, incremental policy solutions are not enough. They can be part of a solution, but they are not the solution unto itself.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. If you're just joining us, let me tell you what's going on here. So yesterday, the Green New Deal was introduced, which is socialism in an unprecedented way. And, of course, it's being promoted by a member of Congress who is ran as a Democratic Socialist Party member. And I'm putting it up right now. I'm holding it for our radio audience. You can hear it. I'm going to let everybody on TV see it. Happy birthday, Karl Marx, in solidarity, DSA. That's Democratic Socialists of America. Bernie Sanders was the second highest vote getter in the Democratic convention. He is a socialist. He doesn't hide it. Here's what he said.
Are you a socialist?
Yes.
Why are you running as an independent?
Well, the same reason that Mrs. Kunin and Mr. Smith are parts of the capitalist economic system. They're not running as capitalists. They're running as Democrats and Republicans. Socialism, to me, means democracy with a small d. I am not affiliated with a political party. I am an independent who happens to be a socialist. I am outraged about the system that we're living in.
Okay. So, you know, look, this is not stuff we're hiding, but here's the problem. This is what has the foothold of the Democratic Party. This is where their energy is. This is where their momentum is. And I'm not talking about, you know, elections. I'll tell you what I'm talking about. The very core of a constitutional republic, which is what the United States is. We are a constitutional republic. And by the way, that's even different than a straight democracy. Okay? We are a constitutional republic. It's not majority rule here. Okay? You have representative government, which has served us very well since our founding. But now you've got, you know, Representative Cortez and Senator Sanders proudly boasting their socialism, and you've got members that are running for president of the United States adopting socialism, and they put forward the Green New Deal, which is absurd. It's a fair way to say it.
Yeah, it is absurd. I mean, but here's the bonus for conservatives out there. One, I don't agree with Sakat Shikrab Barty, who is the chief of staff for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who says that we have to get rid of the, quote, radical conservatives among the Democrats holding the party, quote, hostage. Radical conservatives among the Democrats.
Who is that person?
I don't know. I mean, I mean, the old school Democrats, the ones saying, you know, abortion and infanticide is fine. So that's not far left enough for them as well. But it goes on. I mean, what are they voting on? And this is in the House or the Senate. And, you know, if I'm Mitch McConnell, I say, let them vote on it.
Yes, right. You know, let them
vote on this, please. put them on the record, because they will be voting, and this is all true, in favor of abolishing air travel, outlawing stakes, forcing all American homeowners at their own expense to retrofit their houses, putting every miner, oil rigger, livestock rancher, and gas station attendant out of a job, spending trillions and trillions more tax money, and also very popular, fully government-run health care, which somehow, as the Wall Street Journal notes, is a prerequisite for a clean economy.
Yeah. So this is the plan. So Andy, you reviewed that plan, and you send the last segment, and you look at England after World War II, and this is what they did, and it didn't work out very well.
England was a shambles after World War II, not only as a result of the war, but as a result of many things. The difference in classes had basically been abolished, and Clement Attlee succeeds Winston Churchill as Prime Minister, and we begin this idea of the welfare state. and the welfare state falls flat on its face, and England is suffering for years and years until finally Margaret Thatcher comes in and says with the Conservative Party, let's create wealth, let each person be the arbiter of their own conscience, let's not be immoral about the idea of creating wealth is immoral. What a ridiculous thing to say.
All right, we're going to take your calls and comments. 1-800-684-3110 on Facebook and Periscope. We've got a special video coming up for you right now you're going to want to stay tuned to. But I played you the evidence, folks, and we're dealing with this. And we're going to come out with a plan next week to deal exactly with this issue. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. But what a great time to support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org as we fight the good fight defending this constitutional republic. Back with more in just a moment.
The state of New York just passed one of the most barbaric abortion laws in U.S. history, essentially making it legal to abort a baby at any stage of pregnancy up to the moment of birth. It even removes legal protections for babies born alive from botched abortions. Now other states are trying to do the same thing. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we've assembled our team to fight back. We're preparing to send Freedom of Information Act letters in an effort to expose exactly how involved Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry were in pushing this new law forward. We're looking at every possible way to challenge the New York law. We're mobilizing to ensure that these laws cannot be used to target pro-life doctors and nurses and force them to perform abortions. And for examining other legal angles as other states look to pass similar laws. You can make a tremendous difference in this fight to protect life. Add your name today to our petition to expose and defeat barbaric abortion laws. Online, ACLJ.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
All right, so I'm going to go to Than Bennett. So we're going to take calls at 800-684-3110. But we've been talking about the Green Dream. I'm looking at the list of members of Congress that are signed on to this. I mean, Adam Schiff, Ted Lieu, I mean, members of the Senate. Senator Harris, Senator Blumenthal, Senator Hirano, Senator Warren, Senator Booker, Senator Gillibrand. So there you go, Senator Sanders and others. Not all of them are running for president, and they're adopting this nonsense. Go ahead, Dan.
That's the relevant point there, Jay. This is more than a foot in the door in the Democrat Party. This has become a litmus test to be the leader of the Democrat Party. If you want to run for president of the United States in that party, you have to support the Green New Deal. And, Jay, I think you said earlier they're trying to match the energy that President Trump was able to inspire from his base by running on national security. I think that's correct. The difference is those policies, you know, a mere $5 billion to put a barrier on the border, those are good policies to put into statute. This, you know, something 1,400 times more expensive, and by the way, I think that $7 trillion price tag is probably too low, those would destroy America. So, Jay, in exchange for creating some energy in their base and making this the litmus test, they're running on policies that simply can't be enacted. It's a big problem for them.
No, it is. 1-800-684-31. Tell us, take another call.
I think the world is ending in 12 years. Take a listen.
I think that the part of it that is generational is that millennials and people and, you know, Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue is your biggest issue is how are we going to pay for it? And like, this is the war. This is our world.
I can't even tell.
No,
can't
even. She hasn't been saying this is our World War II.
I'll play it later. I can't even listen to this. 12 years, the world is coming to an end. So then it's our law and economics professor, Professor Hutchinson, if that's the case, why would we spend this money? It's not because this doesn't end it.
Absolutely not. But I think it's important to keep in mind that her focus on socialism and, in essence, war socialism ties us back to Woodrow Wilson in the early part of the 20th century. Then FDR came along, and he learned that war socialism has legs. So simply put, FDR, Woodrow Wilson, and many contemporary Democrats are authoritarians who want the experts in Washington, D.C. to rule our lives, or otherwise we face criminal penalties. So just ask Jacob Maggot. Who is Jacob Maggot? A father of four who owned a tailor shop in the 1930s. He charged only 35 cents to press a suit. The members of the Brain Trust in the FDR administration decided that he ought to charge 40 cents for a suit. Guess what? He lost, and he was sentenced to prison for 30 days for charging 5 cents more for pressing a suit. This is an example of what Ms. Cortez supports. She supports mandatory control by experts.
All right, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110.
Jerry calling from Rhode Island. Jerry, thanks for holding on. You're on the air now. Hi, Jerry.
How you doing, team?
Good.
Professor Hutchinson, great examples of history that most people are not paying attention to. The history lesson after England, I didn't know that one. Thank you for that. And I was thinking of the early 30s and 20s. What you're going to put a plan together for the ACLG. Is the team going to put together what we listeners, what we can do, whether it be calling, writing, certified return receipt requested, what can we do aside from financial sponsorship?
So here's what we're going to have to do. This is not a battle you win in a courtroom. This is a battle you win in the courts of public opinion, in the halls of Congress. So what we have to do is have a counter narrative to this. And we are going to have a plan that we're going to lay out. That is how you respond to this. But the top of the plan is going to be that we are a constitutional republic. So what they're proposing and this adoption of socialism as a model, there's only three problems with it. Number one, we're a constitutional republic. Number two, we're a constitutional republic. Number three, we're a constitutional republic. So we're not a socialist country. Now, we're going to have to beat them in the vote, which means, Stan, we've got to win it in Congress. But you're going to have people running for this and national party platforms. And believe me, the mainstream media will adopt this as a great idea. They already are. But we're going to have to win this in the hearts and minds of the American people. It's going to be an educational effort. It's going to be a policy effort. It's going to be utilizing our vast media resources and mobilizing Americans around the country to stand up for our Constitution. This is a direct challenge to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitutional Republic. And then we're going to have to meet it head on. There's not an easy way to sugarcoat it. That's the way we're going to have to do it.
No doubt. And ultimately, Jay, it's going to have to be defeated at the ballot box. Yes. And I would just give you two directions. I mean, first of all, our piece will put out the people who have voluntarily put their names on this. This is not something that we are putting forward. We're not putting words in people's mouths. There are 64 members of the United States House, 64 members of the United States Senate that have put their name on it. Jay, people need to get educated on who these folks are and make sure that these policies are not what you're electing at the ballot box. And Jay, I would add another component to this. You also have to go and elect people who will fight against this. Don't send someone to Washington that when this policy is put forward, they just stand down and let someone else take the charge. You've got to put people in Washington that will take this on head on.
Martha's calling from Kansas on line three. Martha, welcome to JSecio Live. You're on the air.
Okay, hi, Martha. So under this Green Deal, does this mean that we need to get rid of our Air Force? Because I'm sure Russia and China are going to do that, right?
Yeah, well, one of our team said this morning, I guess that's the end, it's called Air Force None instead of Air Force One. Because I guess you're not going to have the president flying on it. Well, I mean, this would be devastating to the military, Wes.
Oh, absolutely.
You couldn't even operate. I mean,
no. If you spend 70%, which are some estimates say that's what it would cost, of your gross domestic product, you will not have any money for national defense. Andy mentioned England, you know, that the disaster of socialism for them. Other countries in Europe have tried it as well, and they're moving away from it, partly because it's not sustainable financially, partly because individual freedoms go by the wayside. And by the way, there's an elitism to this too. In Russia, when they went to total socialism, communism, you still had the powerful and wealthy. They just were a clique together that oppressed the people. But at the same time, what I was going to say about national defense, in NATO, we are just now getting our NATO allies to pay 2% of their GDP for national defense. And the reason they could not afford to pay more than that going into this is because of their socialist policy.
So,
Andy, it would wreck national defense.
So when you look at it, I point out to what Franklin said, and that is we are a constitutional republic, Madam Congresswoman Cortez, if we can keep it, if you can keep it. And we've got it. We have to keep it, though, because it is what works.
Well, it is. And you know, I see socialist countries, Greece, from which my ancestors derived, the garbage is piling up in Athens right now. Look at what the French did with their socialist economy. Look at what the British did. Look at Venezuela. Look at all these countries in which socialism was empowered and became the government. So to say that American wealth creation is immoral and that the system that made this the greatest country in the world for so many reasons ought to be revamped into this style that Ms. Cortez talks about is ridiculous. Look at our healthcare system. She wants government healthcare run totally by the government. How many people come to the United States for serious operations? How many people go to Morocco for serious operations?
Right.
Or to France or to Greece or to any place like that? Why don't we talk about that? Look, the government has two responsibilities in my estimation. I don't want the government in my business. It has two responsibilities. Defend the nation and deliver the mail.
Yeah, well, they want to do a lot more than that. So, Harry, if you look at the proposal and you look at their platform of the parties that they're affiliating with and this shift in the – there's clearly – I mean, I guess you would call it a fight within – I'm going to ask Jordan this too – a fight within the Democratic Party here. But this move to socialism, which the president called out, which these others are promoting aggressively, including those that are going to be running for president, really does put us on a dangerous path.
It does put us on a very dangerous path. But also it puts us on an incoherent path. It's important to note that the Green New Deal would eliminate nuclear power, but at the same time, it is focused on reducing carbon emissions.
Are the Russians and the Chinese and the North Koreans going to do all this?
Absolutely
not. The Iranians going to adopt a Green Deal?
But nuclear power does not produce carbon emissions. It's very possible that the authors of the Green New Deal don't even understand that. So what are we saying? We're saying that the proponents of the Green New Deal, they wish to empower analysis that makes no sense. And I said previously, their analysis is juvenile, both at an empirical and a rational level.
All right, back to the phones. If you want to call, we're getting to our final segment. We got phone lines open because we've been taking calls throughout the show, and we want your thoughts on this proposed new Green Deal, and remind you that this has got major sponsorship from the most powerful leaders of the Democrat Party, the leading presidential candidates in the Senate, 64 members of the House of Representatives. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. I'm telling you, if you call in right now, think you will get on the air. So if you call 1-800-684-3110 with your thoughts, we can get you on this broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. Check out aclj.org as well. We had a great show yesterday as well, and I think we've got that clipped up for people. That's going out on social media as well, so you want to check that out. And if you want to listen to the full broadcast, you can do that. Watch it on Facebook, listen to it at aclj.org or through the podcast. We'll be right back. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran. all pledged to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. The state of New York just passed one of the most barbaric abortion laws in U.S. history, essentially making it legal to abort a baby at any stage of pregnancy up to the moment of birth. It even removes legal protections for babies born alive from botched abortions. Now other states are trying to do the same thing. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we've assembled our team to fight back. We're preparing to send Freedom of Information Act letters in an effort to expose exactly how involved Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry were in pushing this new law forward. We're looking at every possible way to challenge the New York law. We're mobilizing to ensure that these laws cannot be used to target pro-life doctors and nurses and force them to perform abortions. And for examining other legal angles as other states look to pass similar laws. You can make a tremendous difference in this fight to protect life. Add your name today to our petition to expose and defeat barbaric abortion laws. Online, ACLJ.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're going to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're going to go in the order that you've been holding. Let's go ahead and start with Stephanie.
Stephanie calling in from Florida on line 5. Stephanie, welcome to JSEC.
Hey, Stephanie, go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm concerned not so much about Cortez, but about these 64 people that have signed on to this. The plan is not pragmatic. It will not work. I think if we can show the American people how it's not going to work, most people have common sense, okay? Obviously, these people do not. I'm concerned about the five people that are running for president signing on to this. What does it say about them?
Well, I asked this question during the break, and then I'll start with Dan, then go to Jordan. And then what is the political calculus in this move, Dan?
Well, I think it's a short-term versus a long-term one. We talked about this in the break, Jay, but I think it's such a litmus test for energy inside the Democrat Party that these candidates, that even though they know this policy does not work, they don't think they can be the nominee without being for it. I mean, Jay, we live in a global economy. Do they really think that eliminating air travel is not going to destroy the global economy? I don't think they actually believe that, but Jay, they're running on it because they've made a short-term political calculation in exchange for a long-term benefit for both the United States and the world. Quite frankly, the only way to stop it is for the American people to see through it and not allow it to succeed.
And they're going
to
come up with some, there'll be some air travel. You know, this wants to limit as much as possible. They don't want to make it something that's required. Problem with, I like high-speed rail. I used it all the time when I lived in Washington, D.C., because there was a corridor. The Northeast Corridor was great. I mean, you have Boston, New York, Philadelphia, D.C., in between that you have Wilmington as well. I mean, so you had a reason to have high-speed rail between these connections. And it's been fairly successful for Amtrak. I could see it, you know, San Francisco, even the West Coast. You've got major cities along the coast. Now there's some big gaps there. But you look at the rest of the country, you'd have to have some super high-speed rail to be competing with air travel, to not really limit the ability of business. And I think technology, we're already cutting down on how many business trips we have to make where it doesn't have to be face-to-face by the technology we have to be able to have conversations face-to-face through tech. So, again, I think investing in that, it really gets some of that accomplished. Obviously, foreign travel, things like that, you're going to have aircraft involved. It is to me, what is scary about this to me is that if one of these people is the nominee for president, I don't think they'll probably win, by the way, because of this kind of stunts, but they will get 40%+ of the American people's votes.
Right.
So we think they'll, you know, as our caller said, the American people are not this gullible. 40% plus of the American people are automatically going to vote for one of these people, likely.
Mm. Let's take another phone call.
Yep. Tim in Ohio on line one. Tim, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you for all your support, gentlemen. My question is this. Could this almost just be a Democratic strategy to test the waters, to see how much kind of support they may have for this far left thinking?
Well, I think what Jordan said is right, and that, and Nathan was alluding to this too, and that is, I think that they've made the calculation now that to win the nomination, they have to appease this side of the party because that's where the momentum is. Then move, I guess, a little bit more moderate, although they're trying to get rid of the radical conservatives within the Democratic Party, which, Wes, I'm trying to figure out who they are exactly.
Yeah,
these radical conservatives.
I think they're extinct along with the dinosaurs. I haven't seen one in a long, long time. The thing about it is, though, I think it, part of it maybe is this strategy of moving to the far left for the primary season and what have you. But there's an element of this that it shows just how out of touch the left-wing progressives are with the American people. Just like the people were shocked by the New York law that allows for taking a baby's life when it's first delivered, even if it's full term, and it shocked the conscience of most Americans, that new abortion law, I think this kind of radical proposal also shocks the conscience of the American people, and I think ultimately it will backfire. But on the other hand, we have to be on guard against this gradual drift towards government control and towards socialist policies.
But this is, I think, how you rebirth a conservative movement again. I think it's the same thing with the abortion issue in Virginia. They push it so far. They push it so far that the response is that the sponsors of the bill, when they actually utter the words they're saying, they go, I'm withdrawing my support of my bill. Because they realize what they're saying. So hopefully here, this can be part of our strategy, Harry, as your director of our policy, is it's so radical, it's so extreme, although it's got a lot of support, that you hope there's some wisdom comes into this. But by pointing it out, listen, I always say point to the evidence. This is one of those examples.
I think you're absolutely correct, Jay. But I also think that the American people should demand that presidential candidates for the Democrat nomination, if they truly support the Green New Deal, they should swear off of all air travel while pursuing the nomination. That's number one, because that would reduce the number of carbon emissions and possibly reduce the number or the amount of methane gas emitted by presidential candidates going forward.
Let me take another step. How about if you ask them this question, Andy, in a debate? Do you believe the United States is a constitutional republic? I don't know if they would answer that that is correct.
No, I don't think they would. I don't think they would. I think they would be constrained to say, no, it may have been once, but it isn't anymore. And as far as we can are concerned, if we can reform it in our image, it will be a socialist state. That's what it's going to be.
What do you think, Jordan?
I think that ultimately it is a attempt by Democrat, the candidates and high-profile members and these leftist members, and they're going to say, you know, I think I can get away with supporting this and then tampering it down. Oh, you know, the 29-year-old had some great ideas, but let's flush those out. When we flush those out, we're not trying to ban all air. We're not going to take all your cows away. We're not going to – so it's going to be a trying to pivot back to the middle. This is why they've got the Schultz problem, the Starbucks – former Starbucks CEO, is – he is saying these people have lost it to the left. He's not quite a Republican. What does that mean if he runs? They have zero chance.
Right.
I mean, you can't. It's like what Ross Perot did to H.W. Bush.
If he runs as an independent.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right, let's grab another call.
Lynette in New York on line 4. Lynette, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Lynette.
God bless you, Jay, and all of your staff.
Thanks.
Pray for you
regularly
and support you.
Thank you.
And my comment, I agree with when you mentioned that this is a golden opportunity to basically strengthen the conservative side. My concern is that we have to use this as an opportunity to actually communicate and actually think, something that we have not been doing as a whole in our culture for a while. We just have these sound bites, and we have people that present an idea, and then we concentrate on how it makes me feel and things like this. So we have to use this as an opportunity to actually look at facts, actually sit down and talk about things, and not just label people, label
You're 100% correct.
Or label concepts. On my job, I was working side by side with a socialist. I was the only person on the whole road that knew what a socialist was.
Lynette, you are exactly correct. And what we're going to do is outline what the Socialist Party is, what socialism stands for, how it has failed, and when they keep talking about this in the United States of America, how we should never be that.
We should never go in that direction. And our job at the American Center for Law, again, this is not a courtroom battle. This is the hearts and minds of the American people. This is a battle in public policy. This is a battle in Congress. We're going to have to fight for the very foundation of what is the United States of America. We are a constitutional republic. As Franklin said, it is a constitutional republic, madam, if you can keep it. Our job here at the ACLJ and through our listeners around the country is to make sure we can keep it. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
The state of New York just passed one of the most barbaric abortion laws in U.S. history, essentially making it legal to abort a baby at any stage of pregnancy up to the moment of birth. We're looking at every possible way to challenge the New York law. You can make a tremendous difference in this fight to protect life. Add your name today to our petition to expose and defeat barbaric abortion laws. Online, ACLJ.com.